welcome to Light Radio. This is Jillian, and I will be co-host of Light Show, where you can learn of new tools to help you live in the everyday joyfully. We invite you to call in each Wednesday to 347-884-8169 to share your thoughts, experiences, or questions live with Anne, or you can join us by chat at blogtalkradio.com/AnneAngelHeart. Our host, Anne Angelhart, is a teacher for the Change in Spiritual Consciousness, soul reader, and an international speaker. Anne is also the published author of Awaken the Secret Within, Keys to Joyful Living. Find out about Anne's new classes and upcoming events on her website, www.anneangelhart.com. She has many new classes, and some of them can be applied to her new Light Certification course. You can also find the links to some of her social networks and new blog while visiting her new site. Also, check out her calendar of events for September. As I have mentioned in previous shows, she will be at two fairs this month, one in Sacramento and the other in Pleasant Hill. This will be a wonderful chance if you want to connect with Anne in person. So tonight, Anne's guest is Jeff Lawton, transformational coach and counselor specializing in inner child and relationship coaching. His topic tonight is growing up in your relationships. Jeff will be sharing his insights on how our childhood and adolescent wounds and beliefs affect our personal and professional relationships, and offer practical tips to improve communication with your partner in a clear, adult-spirited way to deepen intimacy between you. You can also connect with Jeff and learn more about him and his work at www.jefflawton.com. It's www.jefflawghton.com. You can also contact him by calling 303-953-9215. He is also active on the social network, and you can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Lawton and Facebook at jeff.lawton. He also blogs on www.spiritedmusings.com. We invite you again to share your thoughts with us by calling 347-884-8169 or by chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/AnneAngelHeart. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you, Jillian, for co-hosting tonight. And welcome, everybody. And I want to thank you for joining the Light Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited tonight to have this guest, Jeff Lawton. I've sent many of my clients to him. I highly recommend his work. And I just want to say that, first, Jeff is a coach and counselor specializing in inner child and relationship healing. Jeff does offer practical tips to improve your communication with your partner in a clear, adult spiritual way to deepen the intimacy between you. Welcome, Jeff. It's really good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. And I know that you have some exciting workshops coming up in the area, too, and I'll have some time in the end for you to let everybody know that, but I wanted to tell all the listeners that if you're in the Bay Area, that Jeff is going to be in, I think, the Santa Cruz, right, area?
Yeah.
That's coming up really soon. So to start, I want everybody to get to know you a little bit more because not all of my clients do, and I know we have some new listeners tonight, I can see. So can you explain specifically, giving an understanding to people what you mean, first of all, about the inner child work?
Sure. Probably the easiest way to explain it would be to say that, you know, all of us, when we go through our childhood and our adolescence, we start out, as my belief is, we all start out as this completely open, innocent, and limitless being. And as we grow up in our families, whether they are, you know, pretty functional families, healthy, you know, what would be considered by anybody's measure a healthy family, or if you, you know, grow up in a highly dysfunctional family, or for many of us, we grow up in no family, foster homes or orphanages, whatever the circumstance, the light that we are when we come in and the innocence and the availability to our hearts and to really being our own, I'm going to say our own nature, our literally our natural self, when we go through the growing up time, we're faced with any number of wounds, difficult, painful things, disappointment, things that are irritating, divorces, drug addiction, alcoholism, things like that that can be in a family that tend to create a lot of upset and a lot of confusion. And all of that distress is our energies that when we're kids, we're not really mentored. I think this is changing now in some ways, but in my generation, and I grew up, I'm 51, so in my generation, there weren't a lot of resources to teach children how you can deal with what it means when mom or dad are in the room, but you can't feel them and they're not connecting with you. So we don't have a lot of resources for how to channel those feelings of anger and hurt and sadness or grief and frustration. And we have to grow up still not knowing how to do that or not being able to really comprehend it until we're a certain age. All those energies stay in the body. And the belief that we develop around those feelings to make some kind of sense of them, those beliefs get kind of burned in like a photocopy. And they get burned into our physical body, they get burned into our emotions, and then those feelings and emotions and beliefs, they tend to operate or guide our responses to a lot of situations that can happen. And so the inner child is that collection of energies, really from birth, because many of us have birth trauma. So from birth to, about 18 on average, all those feelings and all those experiences and our reactions to them aren't complete. That's all the package that when I say inner child, it encompasses all those things.
Right. So it's everything that they've brought forward to their now, but a lot of times people don't realize sometimes that they still have some wounds. Like sometimes you'll get a cord stuck within you, but you're not, sometimes people don't really realize that's where it stemmed from. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. In my own case, I think I was about 30. I was 35 before I began to realize that the majority of my life was being run by that inner child. A lot of the ways I dealt with conflict, the ways that I approached my jobs and my work, because I used to be in the corporate world, so when I was doing that life, I had no idea how much I was replicating, in my case, my mother's way of doing things, my mother's way of dealing with conflict, my mother's way of dealing with disappointment, my mother's way of avoiding what the things were that her wounds had her avoiding. So it's very unconscious, if it was conscious, we'd probably be able to avoid a lot of the problems we get into.
That's very true. Then we wouldn't all be in the inner child workshops, right?
That's right. It's an amazing thing that we can't see it. And this is really how I came to believe that the inner child really was a real thing and not some weird New Age concept, is it's so ingrained and it's so patterned that, and of course it is in the unconscious mind, but it's so patterned, you're so used to it, if you don't have a perspective of another way, it just seems like this is me, this is normal. And so we don't even look at it as, quote-unquote, a problem or an inner child. It's just, this is how I am, until you find out that there are other ways to do it.
Now, I know that your workshops help people to actually, pinpoint the ones that they're aware of and the ones that they're not aware of. But then there's also action steps for them in a process for healing. And so you also do coaching for this, correct?
Correct.
So yeah, outside of your...
I'm sorry.
I was going to say outside of your workshops, you do have one-on-one coaching also?
Right. There's a lot of different ways that I approach inner child stuff in addition to other, you know, I also deal with grown-up issues, but a lot of our grown-up issues are definitely fueled by the unresolved inner child family patterns. And so in the workshop, what I tend to focus on is being able to help people really see how and where those childhood patterns, beliefs, and feelings are running our lives. And I usually tell people, much to their chagrin, that I would conservatively guess that for most of us, that part of us, that younger part of us, is certainly running the show at least half the time. And it won't always run it like we're behaving like children. A lot of times it will also come out in how we do avoiding behaviors, you know, how we're avoiding things, where we're limiting ourselves and holding ourselves back. So it won't always show up like you're acting out and suddenly, you know, everybody's looking at you like you're 10. But it can also show up like, how come you're able to be really effective here, but when you're in your relationship or you're interacting with your intimate, all of a sudden you become this totally different person, maybe powerful at work, and you'll do everything in your power to avoid a conflict with your partner. So the workshop, both of them, the Growing Up in Your Relationships Weekend and the Raising Your Spirit's Voice workshop that I do, they're both two different angles of looking at, in concrete terms, how is that little boy or little girl and that teenage boy and teenage girl that, you know, we each have, how are they really determining a lot of our decisions? Where are they a blessing, and where are they being a hindrance? And by the end of each workshop, you are given not only the ability to have some tools to start working with that energy, because it is an energy, it's all energy, but how to work with it in a loving, compassionate way, and at the same time have our adult self be, you know, kind of back behind the wheel of the car. And, you know, years and years and years of patterning doesn't typically go away after a 2 or 3 day workshop. So then a lot of my work, either before or after a workshop, will be, you know, working with people on specific issues that they're dealing with, where if they have done inner child work, either individually or in the workshop or both, they can then, you know, take what they're learning and they can go deeper and really get it into even more comprehensive application. You know, how do I really use this to be able to keep helping that inner child grow up? Because they can grow up in a healthier way.
And that was one of my questions that I know that my viewers have asked me to ask, and they always ask me when I make a referral to you, was how is it different, the inner child classes that you're doing from the old ones in the 70s and 80s. And I just wanted to point out that I was leading into that question, but you just gave me one of the answers, and that was that you went to a workshop and it came up, but then when you left, you didn't, like, now how do I apply this and process the rest of it in my everyday life? So I wanted to say that's one of the differences, but that is a question the viewers have for you, Jeff, is how do they differ from the old ones that were in the 70s and 80s? And because a lot of people that I refer to you now actually did those inner child classes back then.
Right.
And
yeah.
But they find yours to be different.
Yeah, I've actually, a great question, and that's one that I'm, you know, always looking at for myself as well, because the work keeps evolving. The workshop as it is now is very different than it was when I started doing it 13 years ago. And one of the things that remains steady for me about the one of the key differences. One is, you know, like all the John Bradshaw workshops, he was kind of the granddaddy of inner child work 20, 30 years ago. John's workshops, as brilliant as they are, they were huge. You know, you could have, I remember going to one in Santa Rosa that had like 400 people in it. And he had a lot of, you know, he had facilitators working with breakout groups and all that. But it, in that kind of setting, there you can tap into it and you can connect with that energy. But my experience of it is that, like you just said, it doesn't really help you know how to work with it ongoingly. And in that kind of setting with that many people, with the risk of having a co-facilitator who may not be as skilled as John was, you can take people into that energy, and if you're not, if you don't know what you're doing, you can end up getting them into something that they don't know a way out of. And in my weekends, I only have 5 people in my weekend. So when you do this workshop with me, you're in a home, you're with only 4 other people besides yourself over 3 days where everybody is getting an incredible amount of individual attention and focus. It's all happening in a structure where we kind of go in, you know, it's a gentle journey in to meet that energy. And there's one of the other key differences.
That sounds
in therapy, I'm sorry?
I think that does make a great big difference because also in a room full of 400, you're being distracted.
Right,
other than
right.
You're thinking about everything that the facilitator is saying.
Right, exactly. And in my weekends, I record them so that people can take their work home. They don't have to worry about taking notes. But the other big thing, Anne, that I think is the biggest difference is that in other inner child work I've done in therapy, a traditional therapy type of situation, inner child work, quote unquote, largely happens at the level of the mental body. It's targeted to helping our minds get it, understand it. Oh, you've got this little boy or this little girl inside, and you just need to understand them, pat them on the head, and they'll stop acting out. And my experience after many years of trying that approach and not having it make much of a difference for mine was you have to go into the energy of the child. And if you don't work with the energy and if you just leave it at the level of the mental, the shift can't happen. You might be able to begin altering some of your behaviors, but it's like you put Bactine on the cut, but you really haven't disinfected the cut. And you have to go in and be able to meet the energy of that child, which, you know, I believe Spirit gave me a great gift to be able to help people connect with that energy. And you establish a relationship with that energy. Because anybody who tells you that you can do any kind of inner child work and you're going to be healed in 3 days is doing you a disservice. My belief is my inner child, all 18 of them, you know, birth to 18, my inner family is with me until my last breath. So you either look at them as a nemesis or you learn to work with their energy to be able to differentiate between your adult energy and the young energies. And to be able to, you know, one of my teachers used to call it love them into submission. And so that's a key
absolutely.
Difference.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that you could share maybe just one story with us on what kind of transformations, because you probably have many, on any transformations that you have seen with someone who has done long-term inner child work. But is there one maybe that stands out to you a little bit that you can just give a little glimpse out there of the transformation that can happen for someone?
Yeah, I can. There was a person who did one of my weekends who for, I'm going to say, if I'm remembering correctly, they had spent a good 35 years struggling with depression, struggling with a crippling level of resignation in their life. Very, very highly functioning, okay? We can function beautifully with a really wounded inner child, if you're lucky. And so this person, high functioning, very successful professionally, had never been able to sustain a happy, successful relationship or marriage in all of the, you know, 40 years that they had been involved in relationship. So they came to the weekend and really wanted to have a shift happen in the level of loneliness, the sense of depression and isolation, and kind of a inner rage that would keep bubbling up that would translate into nothing's ever going to work out for me. And so there were a lot of sabotaging behaviors that they were bringing into their relationship, and they couldn't understand why. And when they did the workshop and they got to see, one, how much of that depression was really a lot of unresolved misperceptions combined with lack of loving, honoring, acknowledgement, and validation of their feelings, misperceived or not, had led them to always feeling, no matter how old this person was, that there's nobody there for them and no one ever will be there for them that really cares, that gets them, and is going to really be reliable. And they got to see that that was exactly the same kind of rage and depression that their mother had had. That as this person was growing up, they had taken on that it was their job to try and cheer their mother up, try and hold their mother up, and in the process, their whole childhood and teenage years was all about trying to take care of mom, and then they had taken on a lot of that energy, because whether you know it or not, everybody, when we're growing up, we're little sponges as children. We take on a lot of our parents' energy. And so this person had no idea what they had taken on. And so since the workshop, they have had a level of joy and contentment with themselves. It's weird language, but I don't want to break confidentiality.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they understand that.
Right. So they are much happier. They're happier than they've been in 30, 40 years. This person has started taking on creating a dream in terms of work that they want to do. They have started creating this business that they had wanted to have for the last 20 years, but the inner child's voice kept saying, you can't do it, it won't work for you, you don't have what, you know, you're not enough. You're not enough is code word for inner child giving you a message. And so their life is absolutely taking off in a direction that they never would have dreamed of, and that's pretty much a direct quote from them.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And
you know, you're never too old.
No.
If I had more time,
absolutely.
I'd tell you about the 80-year-old that did the workshop that totally reinvented her life at 80. But
that is great. Now, Ender, it says that you know you do have practical tips to improve communication. And is there any tips that you can give anybody tonight just to, you know, leave them with a little tidbit of information? And
sure. Yeah, I was thinking about that before we got on, and I think that one, I'm gonna give your listeners two tips. One is a context, and then I'll give you a really practical tool that you can use. The context is, one of the things I was taught when I was trained to do this is that whatever issues, whatever energies that your parents were never able to resolve with each other, or maybe still haven't if your parents are still alive, whatever they didn't handle in their relationship, you're going to be handling in your relationship. That's a way that the inner child is wired up. So, that leads into a concrete tool I'd offer you all, which is when you're with your partner and you start noticing that either your mood with them is shifting rapidly, or if you notice that you're in this kind of constant state of conflict, I want to invite you to try and catch yourself in that conflict and stop first. Just see if you can stop. Take a time out. And in that time out, see if you can let yourself rewind the video, go back into the instant replay of how you were just bickering with your partner, and ask yourself, have I ever seen this before? And so if you do that, the one thing you might see is where you're right there and then replicating a way of dealing with conflict that your mom and dad used with each other. And if you're able to catch even a shred of that, that allows you in that moment to make a choice to do it differently, even if you're not sure how to do it. Then the other tool that I would encourage you to use is when you're in conflict, or maybe you're not even having a conflict with your partner, you're on your own, but you're just feeling disappointed, flat, uninspired, not happy, then odds are that you're in that place because your inner child and your adult have expectations that you're not even aware that you have. And if you can look and say, okay, I'm not happy right now, what am I wanting? Am I expecting something from my partner? And then look and see if you can catch what it might be. Like, I really expect my partner to always be fluffing up my ego for me. Then you can notice, did my mom expect that of my dad or vice versa? And then, do I want that? And so in the moment, and it's a moment-to-moment thing, you can see how you're replicating a pattern, or you can look at what you're expecting and try and see what you're really needing. What's the need that's feeding the expectation? And then look and see if there's an adult way that you can either meet that need for yourself or ask for it in a really adult way.
Those are two really great tips. And it's going to give everybody something to work with. I also want to let you know, because we are starting to run out of time, and I want to make sure Jeff lets you know about his upcoming classes and his information, is that in the beginning of the show, Jillian, our co-host tonight, did give you all the information for Jeff's blog, so I'm sure we didn't stop for time for questions tonight, but I'm sure that you could post them on Jeff's blog, or you can go to his website, which, again, we gave in the beginning of the show. But why don't you let us know about the information for your class coming up?
Sure.
Jeff, before we run out of time?
Yep. So next weekend in Santa Cruz is my Raising Your Spirit's Voice workshop. And then my next Growing Up in Your Relationships workshop will be October 9th to 11th in Santa Cruz. And then there will be another one November 6th, 7th, and 8th in Los Angeles. And those will be updated on my website by tomorrow morning. Those last two are not yet up on the site. And I would say, Ann, if people want to ask me questions, you're welcome to email me at jeff@jefflawton.com. Or if you're on Facebook, go on to my fan page, which is Living Your Spirit with Jeff Lawton. And there's a discussion section there, and you're welcome to post your questions there, and I check it every day, and we'll respond.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing with all the listeners. And again, if you missed any of that, it is at the very beginning of the show. There's a lot more information on how to contact Jeff in many different ways. And I just want to wish everybody, I want to thank you all for listening and wish everybody a great week. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Blessings to everybody.